here's a story from The World.
The Oxford AstraZeneca vaccine is safe and effective. That's the message from the European Union's drug regulator today. Earlier this week, several EU countries temporarily stopped using the AstraZeneca shot because of blood clots reported in a small number of patients. The European Medicines Agency said today it has come to, quote, a clear scientific conclusion on this and that the benefits outweigh the risks. Meanwhile, officials are looking at a proposal to ease some travel restrictions within the European Union, but not everyone is on board with the plan. The World's Lydia Manolidou reports from Athens.
Right now I'm in Greece, and if I want to travel to, say, Germany, I first have to get a negative COVID test and then quarantine for 10 days when I get there. European officials want to make it easier for some people to travel more freely. That includes people who've already gotten vaccinated for COVID-19. The Commission's proposal would give them a special travel certificate that would be standardized across all 27 EU member states. European Justice Commissioner Didier Reynders is one of the officials who announced the so-called green certificate yesterday.
We want to avoid any discriminations.
And to do that, he said the EU would not be limiting the certificates to those who have been vaccinated, because there are people who don't want to get a COVID-19 vaccine.
And it's also impossible for some people who want to be vaccinated to receive now the vaccine,
because there are vaccine shortages. So the Commission is proposing to also give these certificates to people who test negative for COVID-19 and those who've recovered from it. In theory, they also could get out of quarantine requirements. But the Commission's saying it'll be up to each country to decide exactly how this will work.
And our intention is to do that before the summer, so to be ready in June.
Countries that rely heavily on tourism have been lobbying hard for a proposal like this. Greek Deputy Minister Akis Skertsos spoke with the BBC before the final plan was unveiled, and he said that a scheme like this would help revive the country's tourism industry, which has been devastated by the pandemic.
This is a big component of our economy, so we want to double what we received last year in 2020. And we think that by using all these digital tools, this will be achieved.
He's referring to the travel certificates, which will be available on paper and digitally. Portugal, Spain, and Italy are all in favor of this plan. But other European heavyweights, including Germany and France, have been resistant.
You are dividing society into two groups, basically. Those who have the certificate and those who do not have it. Why this is problematic?
Alberto Alemano is a professor of law at HEC in Paris and has been speaking out against the plan since it was first announced. He says one reason this is problematic is that not everyone has the same access to vaccines or even coronavirus testing.
There's a second concern, which is more scientific in nature.
Studies show that when people are vaccinated, they're less likely to get sick, but they can still have the virus and maybe even spread it. Scientists don't know enough about that yet. This is partly why the World Health Organization has repeatedly warned against so-called vaccine passports. Alemano says there are also privacy and other concerns, and he's disappointed with the EU's proposal. But
it is not, a done deal.
Member states are still divided, so they would have to agree on any plan. Then it would have to be approved by the European Parliament.
So the jury is still out.
If the jury gives the thumbs up, the plan would still be just temporary. The Commission says it would be suspended once the WHO lifts its declaration on a global health emergency. In the meantime, Europeans hoping to plan their summer vacations are just going to have to be patient. For The World, I'm Lydia Manolidou.
From PRX.